Morning Ireland, 7 minutes to eight. Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. More than 7 in 10 financial services organisations in Ireland believe that President Trump's rollback of ESG regulations and EU changes will impact compliance within Irish organisations. More than half expect the impact to be moderate, while 1 in 5 believe the impact will be significant. To discuss the findings of the Compliance Institute survey, I'm joined now by their CEO, Michael Kavanagh. Michael, you might just briefly explain what ESG rules are and what kind of companies in Ireland have to report on these standards?
Yeah, so ESG is a very broad concept. It's environmental, social and governance. I suppose in this context, it is environmental targets that companies have and have to adhere to in a European context and reporting those, and diversity and inclusion targets that many companies have. Now, that's more in a voluntary aspect. In a European context, the first wave of reports have been issued from large listed companies that have to report various standards, quite hefty front end of their financial statements and annual reports. But as a reaction to the scaling back in the US, we've seen a scaling back in Europe for wave 2 and 3. We've seen the scoping reduced. We've seen the deadlines being postponed by 2 years. So we do have that scaling back, and that's having an effect.
And are Irish companies prepared for this new environment? The Trump administration is rolling back, as you were mentioning, things like they've exited the Paris Agreement, changing climate regulations, DEI initiatives and sustainable investment rules. How will these changes impact, and are they ready for it?
I suppose we're unique here in Ireland, and we forget this at times, that we have so many US companies headquartered here from a European context, and the European headquarters being here. And from a compliance professions point of view, many of these companies have their compliance teams headquartered here. So that team, if you like, has to deal with all these different aspects and rules from jurisdictions. So when you have divergence like that, it just adds to the burden of compliance in what is already a rather heavily trafficked area with various rules and regulations at the moment. So the effect is that on teams is that they have to increase resources. I talk to compliance professionals that literally will be dealing with India this morning, and at about 4 p.m. this afternoon, we'll be dealing with the US and trying to navigate the various rules and regulations.
Now, last year's Mario Draghi's report recognised ESG as an extraordinary opportunity for the EU to assert its leadership within global clean technology markets. What challenges are there for EU competitiveness with US competitors if their standards aren't aligned?
Yeah, I think the main aspect is we've seen under the Trump administration a scaling back of various regulations, a freeze on regulations, freeze on funding for agencies, etc. That has a knock-on effect on Europe. The Draghi report is there independently. Its main finding, if you like, is that there's too much red tape in Europe, that there might be over-regulation. You could argue that the US is going too light touch, so it's getting that balance in between. But certainly the rollback of those environmental rules in Europe is reacting to what's happening in the States.
So do you think there'll be a cost implication for Irish companies, or is it more these bigger companies that have parent companies in the States? What kind of costs are we looking at?
I think the compliance teams have to be resourced. Anything that such as this leads to more resources, leads to more cost in trying to navigate the various rules in different jurisdictions. But it does drop down to smaller companies as well. Having said that, the emphasis now in Europe is reducing red tape. From speaking to Minister Chambers recently, that is also a priority here in Ireland as well. So we can expect a reduction in regulations. It's just getting that balance right.
Okay, Michael Kavanagh, CEO of the Compliance Institute. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
You.
We'll have more business in the next hour.